Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us this morning for our workshop on secondary PSHE. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Mrs. Highland, and I'm the Deputy Head of Secondary, and one of my key responsibilities is to oversee the pastoral well-being of our students, which involves obviously overseeing the PSHE curriculum as well. Those of you who have just been here for the primary presentation, essentially what we do in secondary is build upon that in both knowledge and skills from what they're doing in the primary school. However, the type of delivery that we take is slightly more varied than they do in the primary school, which is obviously fitting with the age appropriateness of our students as well. So I'll just give you a quick whistle-stop tour of what PSHE is and particularly how we deliver it at Dover Court, and then there's an opportunity for you at the end to ask some questions as well. So first of all, PSHE, well, the obvious question that we start off with is, what is it? Okay, so it is easy to define in its simplest terms. PSHE means personal, social, health, and economic education. Okay, so by definitions, it's pretty easy to define. However, it's actually not that easy to define because it is so much more than that. And that's where people get a bit tangled up with PSHE. Because on paper, it's really straightforward and simple, but the actual delivery of it and the approach to it, it is quite complex because we have to not only deliver a specific taught curriculum, but we also have to make sure that we're responding to the needs of our students. And that can be on quite an ad hoc basis, depending on what's going around at the moment, what's, you know, in the news, what's being said on social media, all of those things have a real impact on PSHE. So I'll just start by explaining the curriculum side of PSHE. So our guidance for PSHE comes from the UK. We follow the UK statutory guidance, and that's delivered by the UK PSHE Association. And they make two very clear statements about PSHE, which I think tells us about the importance of the subject and the importance of ensuring that it's delivered well, it's responsive, and it meets the needs of the students. So they say that all schools should make provision for PSHE, drawing on good practice. So that means that we need to make sure that we are looking to see what other schools are doing. We need to make sure that we are taking the impact of PSHE in other schools and thinking about that, how that works in our schools, as well as following the guidance. And it also says that there are two very clear pieces of legislation, the Education Act in 2002 and the Academies Act in 2010, which provides that PSHE contributes towards a balanced and broadly based curriculum, and it is essential to Ofsted judgments in relation to PSHE, welfare, safeguarding, and behaviour. And this really tells us that actually it is a big deal. Okay. That said, and it contradicts what they're saying, is it is not a statutory subject. Okay. UK schools do not have to teach PSHE. However, they are telling us it is good practice. And to be an outstanding school, you have to make sure that you are doing PSHE, which is very contradictory, very confusing. But that's sometimes what the UK government is like. However, that said, it is becoming a statutory subject in its narrowest form. So there are going to be some elements, particularly in relation to health and relationships, that will be statutory in all schools in the United Kingdom from 2020. That said, although this is guidance, we do PSHE. We've done it for years. We will always do it because we see the value in it as a subject. And it is just as important, and for someone who's passionate about PSHE, I would say it is more important than some subjects on the curriculum, because it really affects everything that the students do and their opportunities and their abilities to be successful later in life. So how do we design our curriculum? So we look at a spiral curriculum. This means that there are a certain number of themes which we come back to year in and year out to ensure that we are developing on the knowledge and the skills at an age-appropriate level. So the PSHE Association tells us that we should focus our curriculum on three broader themes. These are health and well-being, relationships, and living in the wider world. So each year we focus on these three broad themes. Really hard to say, through the different year groups and the taught curriculum to ensure that we are building upon the knowledge of the students at those particular levels. The way that we teach it currently is that we do it through tutor time. So on a Tuesday morning, tutors have protected time where they're not allowed to do anything else in their tutor periods to ensure that the students have 30 minutes every week of PSHE activity. Most of the time it will be taught lessons by them, but we do have supplementary programs as well, which I'll explain a little bit later. So just in terms of broad themes that we're covering at the different year group levels, obviously your students, your children are different age ranges, but you can see up on the board the different things that we cover, and then hopefully you can start to think about how they fit into those three broad themes as well. So for example, in year seven, we look at things like anger management, aspirations, bullying, mental health. In year eight, we look at tolerance, global citizenship, issues around consent, enterprises, communications, domestic conflict. And then in year nine, we build that even further, things like sustainability, domestic violence, drugs, alcohol, sexting, internet safety. So we cover a very, very broad range of topics within the curriculum. That's at Key Stage 3. At Key Stage 4, there is a slight shift at Key Stage 4 because it does become more related to exams and obviously the next steps for those students whilst they're taking their GCSEs. So we focus on exam skills and revision skills as some of our topics. We look at mental health, obviously in relation to anxiety and stress around exam seasons. We also then start to think about careers and employability. So getting the students to really start to make some decisions, they're not gonna have all the decisions at this point, but start to make some decisions about where they see themselves going next. And that could be just in terms of what do they want to do after the age of 16? Do they want to go and do vocational qualifications? Do they want to study the IB? Do they want to go somewhere else in the world? How does what they do now impact on that? But also then starting to think about developing employability skills as well and having the opportunity to meet with different industry specialists to discuss those questions as well. Likewise, in year 11, again, there's a focus on exam management, study skills, revision, and also more work around illicit substances, so things like drugs and alcohol, as well as sex education as well. In Key Stage 5, we do study PSHE as well. Again, it's slightly different, obviously, in relation to their age, but again, it's starting to think more specifically about the next step. So this is where all of our information about university choices, how to make applications, attending careers fairs, and really focusing the preparation on their next steps into the wider world. So as well as the taught curriculum, we also have what we call our PSHE booster sessions. Now, we introduced these coming up nearly 2 years ago now, and they've been a really, really fantastic addition to the PSHE programme, and it's quite unique, I believe, to what we offer at Dover Court. So as well as those taught sessions, which cover the static curriculum that doesn't really change, this is the statutory guidance that's given to us, we also have these additional booster sessions. So across the year, on a Tuesday morning, we hold about 10 to 15 sessions, which are very reactive and proactive in their approach. So we think about what is affecting our students at the moment in time, depending obviously on their year level and where they are in their school career, that has an impact. And then we invite key speakers in, or we pull on the resources that we have within school already with our specialist staff, and we hold these workshop sessions, which might invite all students to, it might just focus on particular year groups, it might just focus on particular genders, and we have this supplement approach to providing PSHE knowledge and content as well. And we feel that these target things in two different ways. They're proactive because we try to identify problems that we see arising and we address those problems before they happen. Or they may be reactive. It may be that something's just blown up in social media and we know that we need to address that situation within school. So we have that both proactive and reactive approach to that. Do you have a question? So myself and the progress leaders, we meet every single week and we discuss students. We discuss exactly what's going on in the school at the moment. Absolutely. And we will have, you know, at the beginning of the year, we have a calendar. We know when we're going to have the availability for these sessions. We will have maybe three or four penciled in already. The rest is blank. So actually, the planning is really challenging because, and it purposely is that way, because we don't want to say, right, in 4 months' time, we're going to talk about this, because that might not be something that's important at that particular time. There are obviously key things that will happen regardless. So for example, one of the upcoming sessions for year 8 and 9 will be focusing on GCSE options. And we know in advance that that's going to happen in term 2, because that's when the process begins. But the rest of them are blank. And literally, as the year goes on, we're discussing with progress leaders, We're also taking feedback from parents. We're discussing with students, the student council, and they are giving us that information. They're telling us, you know, these are the things that are going on. This is what we need to look at. So these are just some examples from the last 12 months. So the differentiation in terms of the ones that are bolded, the ones that are not bold are ones that we delivered in-house. So we have some fantastic staff who have really specialist knowledge about particular areas. So for example, our educational psychologist, Ms. Scott, she gets heavily involved in this program and she will prepare and deliver workshops. She did workshops around anxiety and stress, diversity and inclusion as well. And we also have Mr. Moody, who is our student counselor. And again, he's a fantastic wealth of knowledge regarding these topics. So he will also come in, he will speak to us, he comes to our Progress Leaders meeting every single week. So again, he knows what's going on in the student body at that time, and he will then help to design and deliver these workshops as well. The ones in bold, these are things where we thought, actually, these are so important that we want experts in from outside of school. So we've had a number of different experts come in from all over to deliver sessions. So for example, right at the beginning of the year, we had our Key Stage 4 and 5 students attend a session from one of the British High Commissioner lawyers. She came in and spoke to them very specifically about legal matters in Singapore that will affect them. So, for example, underage drinking, and gave some really clear guidelines about what is appropriate and what is not appropriate, what happens to you, the processes all around that, if they're caught doing anything that they shouldn't be doing. And it was a really interesting session, and the students learned loads from it. And yeah, exactly, at the end, they were like, oh, God. So it's important that we get in the right people to do these sessions as well. You know, I could have delivered the content, but actually having a lawyer from the High Commission who was able to give anecdotal stories about the things that she's dealing with at the moment with British citizens in Singapore was a really fantastic and an eye-opening experience for them. As well as that, we have other experts that have come in. So we had a personal development coach called Robin who came in and did a workshop around procrastination for the older students as well, thinking about how they can get themselves motivated during exam times and all those stressful things that they have going on in their lives. We also have Elevate Education, who's a partner of the school now, that come in every year and they run workshops for students and parents around study skills. We had the Central Narcotics Bureau, so an arm of the police. They came in and they did some work with the students around drugs and alcohol. Last year, they bought a big drugs bus. I don't know if any of your students remember coming and talking about it, but they had this big bus that they drove into school, which has all been decked out inside and had lots of interactive touch screens and things that they could learn about different drugs as well. So again, it's all about just raising awareness at an age-appropriate level for those students as well. We had another organisation, Touch Cyber Wellness, who came in and did work around social media. I know social media, it's the bane of parents and teachers' lives, but yet we rely on it so much as well. So we need to make sure that we educate the students in how to behave responsibly and use the benefits of social media, but in a responsible way. So they came in and did that. And then also we have our careers fair. So last year we had our first careers fair, and again this term we're holding another careers fair where we're inviting lots of industry professionals from within our parent network and also outside of our parent network to come in and provide opportunities for the students to talk to them as well. And we always try and grab people when they can. My sister, for example, is coming to visit just over Chinese New Year and is here for the week after. She's quite a well-renowned lawyer in her field in London, so she's coming in to do a talk with our students as well. So we try and grab those opportunities when we've got them. But it's not just about the taught lessons, it's not just about the booster sessions, but it's also about who we are as a school. And I think, you know, it's really clear that our mission as a school and our promises that we make to parents have a real focus on PSHE. And I've just highlighted the words in both the mission and the promises that have a direct impact. And this is what PSHE is all about. It's about making sure that we develop inclusivity, that we strive for personal potential, that we develop these inquiry, perseverance, reflection, integrity. All of those things are so important to our students and is all at the heart of PSHE as well. So it's not just about the taught curriculum, it's not just about the boosters, but it's about who we are as a school, and it's about how all the activities we have in school, all of the structures that we have in place, all of the policies that we have in place really help to develop the students socially as well, okay? Not just about their academic potential. So as you see, it's not just a simple definition, it's not just PSHE. There's a huge amount that goes in towards teaching our students and helping them to develop the skills and the characteristics that they need to be successful, both in school and where they go on to next. So it really is an amalgamation of these three things. The taught curriculum that happens every Tuesday morning by tutors, the supplementary curriculum that we have on those Tuesday mornings as well through the booster groups and our school professionals, but as well we invite those extra people in, but also who we are as a school and the nurtures and the values that we have of our students as well. Okay, so that's it from me. It's just a real quick whistle-stop tour of PSHE in the secondary school.
Thank you for listening to the Dover Court podcast. Please subscribe to our channel.